USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Elon Musk is putting his fate at Twitter in the hands of users. The controversial CEO posted a poll as a tweet on Sunday asking if he should step down as head of the social media platform. The majority of nearly 10 million voters have selected Musk to exit his perch. Musk later tweeted, "Be careful what you wish, as you might get it." Former President Donald Trump has some harsh words for lawmakers on the House Select Committee ahead of a final public hearing and report this week. On his Truth Social platform, Trump referred to the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol as, quote, thugs and scoundrels. The House panel will vote Monday whether to recommend the Justice Department look into criminal charges against Trump. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is sounding the alarm over an expected flood of migrants that may inundate the city when Title 42 expires on Wednesday. Adams said Sunday the city should expect an influx of buses coming from the border, with the potential for more than 1,000 asylum seekers arriving in the city every week. Another major East Coast city is coping with a rise in COVID-19 cases.
The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania School District is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after they return from winter break, January 3rd through the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. I'm Lance Pry.
One Democratic senator is considering the possibility of cryptocurrency being made illegal. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown said that federal agencies need to get together to address the crypto market because of the dangers it presents to both national security and consumers. Argentina won the World Cup Sunday, defeating France in an epic final. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Veteran comedian Adam Sandler, who got his start more than 30 years ago on Saturday Night Live, is getting a career honor.
Sandler is the winner of this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
The star of The Wedding Singer, Happy Gilmore, and more recently the tense drama Hustle, will be the 24th recipient of the prize for what's called his tenure as a fan favorite over three decades of film, music, and television. The Mark Twain Awards ceremony will be at the Kennedy Center in Washington in March. I'm Richard Johnson.
Well, we look next at movies, and to no one's surprise, Avatar, The Way of Water, was this week's top film in the United States and Canada. James Cameron's sequel to his 2009 blockbuster earned $134 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever finished a distant second with just under $5.5 million. The Television Academy says the 2023 Emmy nominations will be announced July 12th, the 75th annual Emmy Awards ceremony scheduled for September and will air on Fox. Argentina is the 2022 World Cup winner. They defeated France in an overtime thriller in Sunday's final from Qatar. Lionel Messi scored twice, including an extra time. The match was decided in penalty kicks. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.